eye combing is likely to appeal a $26 million jury verdict. Three congressmen are seeking to restore tower funding. And Diamond introduces the DA-40 XLT. This is Aero News for Friday, April 12, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. In a statement released to ANN, Lycoming has signaled that it is likely to appeal the massive $26 million verdict awarded by a jury for a July 27, 2008 plane crash near McMurray, Washington, resulting in the deaths of all three on board the aircraft. The trial in the King County Superior Court began February 4th and concluded March 21st. The plaintiffs claimed, and apparently convinced the jury, that the Lycoming O320 engine in a Cessna 172N failed or was otherwise compromised and caused the accident and deaths. However, the NTSB investigation found that the tragedy occurred after, quote, the pilot's improper decision to continue VFR flight into instrument meteorological weather conditions. Contributing to the accident were low ceilings, reduced visibility, and mountainous terrain, end quote. Additionally, the aircraft had nearly 10,000 hours on the airframe, and the engine had seen 2,559.8 hours since its last major overhaul, yet the NTSB found no fault with its operation. Lycoming's statement reads in part, quote, needless to say, Lycoming Engines Division of Avco Corporation is obviously disappointed about this verdict. First, the engine was manufactured in 1978 and had not been handled by Lycoming since that time. Second, Lycoming did not design, manufacture, or sell the aftermarket carburetor installed in the airplane at the time of the accident. Third, the National Transportation Safety Board did not find anything wrong with the Lycoming engine. Lycoming is exploring all legal avenues and presently expects to appeal the jury's award. End quote. Congressman Tom Cotton, Republican of Arkansas, Bruce Braley, Democrat of Iowa, and Richard Hudson, Republican of North Carolina, have introduced a bill in the U.S. House of Representatives to restore funding for contractor-operated air traffic control towers in the United States. Funding for the towers was cut due to sequestration. The FAA said that because of the way the Department of Transportation is structured, there was no other way for the department to meet its budget reduction targets other than to close 149 contract control towers. The three representatives say their bill, H.R. 1432, the Air Traffic Control Tower Funding Restoration Act, would restore funding for contractor-operated air traffic control towers without appropriating new funds. The Air Traffic Control Tower Funding Restoration Act would provide control tower funding through a rescission of unobligated funds already within the current FAA budget. A companion bill was to have been introduced in the Senate on Wednesday, but a news conference called by a group of senators to announce the bill was postponed and has not yet been rescheduled. Diamond Aircraft has announced the introduction of the DA-40 XLT configuration to further enhance the cabin interior and comfort of its strong-selling DA-40 product line. The new XLT interior improves on the previous XLS premium interior with several detail enhancements, including newly molded seat patterns with integrated diamond-embossed padded headrests and improved lumbar contour in both the front and rear seats. All seats are covered with ICT, that's infrared control technology, which is 100% genuine leather that reflects IR rays in direct sunlight and maintains 20 degrees Celsius lower surface temperature than traditional leather seats. In addition to the new seats, other enhanced design features include front seat effective width increased by 1 inch per seat, molded pocket added to the pilot's inboard side panel for smartphones and electronic devices, redesigned rear footwells for added rear seat comfort, and lower seat cushions and seat back covers easily removable for cleaning or replacement. The DA-40 XLT is available in interior colors of oyster gray or champagne beige with a choice of carbon weave or walnut burl accents. Well, it seems user fees are not the only issue aviators have with the president's budget proposal. The president of the Airline Pilots Association International says that the cuts to the federal flight deck officer program contained in the administration's proposed fiscal year 14 federal budget pose a real threat to airline security for both passengers and cargo. Under the FFDO, volunteer flight crew members are deputized federal law enforcement officers authorized by the Transportation Security Administration to use firearms to defend against acts of criminal violence or air piracy undertaken to gain control of their aircraft. ALPA President Captain Lee Moak said in a prepared statement, quote, "It is beyond belief that, at the same time the administration's budget proposal recognizes the value of risk-based aviation security, it proposes to eliminate funding for the Federal Flight Deck Officer Program, a proven and cost-effective tool to enhance risk-based security across the air transportation system. ALPA urges in the strongest possible terms that Congress reject this budget proposal and fully and appropriately fund the FFDO program so that passengers, crews, and cargo shippers can benefit from its proven and clear contribution to securing air transportation." End quote. Bell Helicopter used the 2013 Army Aviation Association of America's annual professional forum and exposition in Fort Worth as the launching pad for what they call their quote-unquote third-generation tilt rotor, the Bell V-280 Valor. The Bell V-280's clean sheet design reduces complexity compared to previous generation tilt rotors with fewer parts as well as non-rotating fixed engines. The Bell V-280 Valor's Army-centric design boasts a number of capabilities and transformational features, including a speed of 280 knots cruise, combat range of 500 to 800 nautical miles, a triple redundant fly-by-wire flight control system, and 2 6-foot-wide large side doors for ease of ingress and egress. John Garrison, president and CEO at Bell Helicopter, said, quote, "The name itself makes an important statement of its own, V representing vertical lift, 280 representing its unmatched speed, and Valor as a tribute to the service men and women who approach their jobs with valor every day," end quote. When Aero News continues, Japan conducts its own 787 battery tests, Eclipse opens for public tours, and at least some will keep flying this season.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Aero News continues for Friday, April the 12th. I'm Glenn Moyer. Boeing may have completed certification testing on its new battery system for the Dreamliner, but the Japan Transport Safety Board has just begun testing the system that caused the fleet to be grounded in the first place. The board put one of its original batteries on board the ANA Dreamliner that was forced to make an emergency landing after the battery started to smoke, according to a report from the French news service AFP. The JTSB said the battery is being tested and examined. A JTSB official said that the board will decide how to proceed after, quote, "we finish analyzing the data," end quote. He added that no date for the resumption of revenue service by the Dreamliner has been discussed by the body. The ANA 787 has been sitting on the ground at Takamatsu Airport for nearly 3 months. The incident aboard the aircraft was one of several that led to the worldwide grounding of the Dreamliner fleet and Boeing's redesign of the lithium-ion battery system and its enclosure on the airplane. If you're planning a trip to New Mexico, you might want to put a visit to Albuquerque on your itinerary. That's because Eclipse has opened up its production facility in the city to public tours. The Eclipse facility tour offers a unique opportunity to see Eclipse 550 jets during the assembly process, from the first friction stir weld to final paint striping. The Eclipse 550 production line has been completely re-engineered after a 3-year clean sheet review of all production processes. EAI is confident that it has fully incorporated best practices, placing EAI's production line among the most modern and efficient in the aviation industry. During the Eclipse facility tour, which lasts approximately 2 hours, visitors will see a number of workstations from incoming inspection to the preparation of the raw materials, friction stir welding, assembly of the fuselage, mating of the wings, and the application of the customer's personalized paint scheme. The facility employs more than 200 people and has the capacity to produce up to 120 aircraft per year. Tours of EAI's Albuquerque facility with an advance reservation are available weekdays from 8:30 a.m. until 3:30 p.m. and do have certain guidelines and restrictions for group size and age. While contemporary military aircraft will not be participating in air shows this year, the Air Force Heritage Flight Foundation has developed plans to be sure that heritage flights will continue to be available to air shows that wish to have them participate. On the Facebook page of the Aviation Enthusiast is a posting from the organization indicating that the AFHFF has increased its commitment to providing heritage flights for the entirety of the 2013 season, though modern aircraft will not be able to participate in the shows. Still, the AFHFF says its civilian pilots will fly civilian warbirds at remaining scheduled 2013 Heritage Flight air shows, quote, to honor the brave men and women who have served and proudly support the Air Force's recruiting and retention efforts, end quote. It is the Foundation's belief that in due time, when the fiscal environment changes, the U.S. Air Force will reinstate the use of modern fighters into the program. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks for listening and enjoy your weekend. You're now cleared for departure.